She got me in the fucking mouth. The taste of blood coated my tongue as I held her to the ground. I had at least 60 pounds on her, but she was slippery, quick like a cat. I blinked in the dark, the shapes of her face and body barely visible. If I let go of her for a second, she wouldn't just slip away. She'd completely disappear. I didn't expect her to come quietly, but I didn't think she'd be this tenacious. She sure as hell didn't get it from her father. The sweet scent of the wine oozed from her pores, mingling with the scent that was uniquely her. I'd scented it on her pillows, on the couch, and the clothes she stripped off and left in piles on the bathroom floor after a long day spent with the dead. Magnolia blossom, honey, and smooth musk. In baggy sweats and loose hoodie, her body still managed to be wired and electric under her clothes. I knew she'd fight me until she got away, or until she couldn't anymore, and was convinced she was the only thing truly living and vital in this place. I held her down, fought her as her body writhed and fought for freedom beneath me. Fear radiated off her, the vestiges of her resistance, waning with exhaustion, but not gone. She shook, the breath coming out of her in small gasps. She was crying. I gritted my teeth against the hunger. Not yet. I couldn't have her yet. I removed my hand from her mouth, looking through the dark into her eyes. The unnaturally bright green hue was lost to me in the dark, but I knew they were wide with fear. My cock filled with blood, throbbing as it thickened, making me grimace. "Please," she whispered, trailing off as she ceased trying to pull her arms free, her chest rising and falling so fully, so quickly, that each breath saw her nipples brushing my chest. Unable to keep control for another fucking second, I dropped a hand to the collar of her loose t-shirt and jerked it downward. Fabric snapped and tore, exposing her to me in the dark. She let out a cry as I circled her left tit with my hand, drawing it into my mouth to taste her. Emily gasped, bucking beneath me, her thighs pressing hard on either side of my knee between her legs. Fuck. She tasted like honey and salt, sweet and potent. I ran my teeth along the ridge of her nipple, teasing it, testing it, biting before soothing my tongue over the hurt. She let out a whimper, her body pressing into me, pulling away, pressing in again as I smiled against her breast. "That's right, little lamb. You want this. You want me. You crave the touch of the monster in the dark." I pulled back and she squirmed, trying to get away again, her purpose renewed. I twisted her nipple between my thumb and forefinger just enough for her to stop jerking, to understand who was in control. "The more difficult you make this, Emily, the more I'll have to punish you for your insolence. And you aren't the only one who will pay for it."
"No."
"Yes."
"Don't hurt my dad. Please."
I dipped my head, nuzzling into her neck, an addict needing another fix. Her scent so sweet, edged with a sour tang of fear, made my fucking chest ache. The faster I got her to the house, the sooner I'd get to stop wondering what sort of sound she'd make when I was inside her. How she tasted after I made her come. She opened her mouth to scream and I pushed two fingers into it, pressing them flat against her tongue, pushing them deep until she gagged on them. "Do not scream," I warned, tugging my fingers free just a second before she clamped her jaw down, trying to bite me. "So feisty, Miss Snow.
Fuck you."
"Keep going," I purred, pressing the apex of my knee into her cunt. "See where all this defiance gets you." Taking a zip tie from my back pocket, I slid it over her wrists and tightened it. I eyed her like she was a controlled flame that might flare at any second,